RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, wrapping up our time in Kansas City. You know, we take you inside the locker room after Commanders games, win, lose, or draw. This was a loss. This was a particularly painful loss. Let's start our inside the locker room with the one bright spot. Zach Ertz got his 800th reception. He is just the sixth tight end in NFL history to hit that number. Tony Gonzalez, Jason Witten, Travis Kelce, Antonio Gates, and Shannon Sharp. Two of those guys played for the Chiefs, the opponent yesterday. Dan Quinn comes out, congratulates Zach Ertz on it. You'll hear him talk about that. But also this stagnant offense that struggled to get going in the second half. So let's start inside the locker room with Zach Ertz on a historic day.
Yeah, I mean, it's some of the stuff that it just means, honestly, that I've been surrounded by a lot of people that have believed in me for a long time. A lot of quarterbacks, a lot of coaches that have poured into me for a long time. Obviously, don't think this is something that I accomplished by myself in any way. Stuff to focus on, stuff like that when you're in this situation after a loss. But I'm just grateful for all the people that really have helped me along the way.
What it mean with Dan coming over to congratulate
you? Yeah, I mean, I think you guys saw a little glimpse of why guys love playing for him right there. Truly cares about the person, cares about the people within this building. He's authentic. He's just who he is each and every day. The standards are high, but you could feel how he cares about people. And I said that from the moment I got here, how much I love playing for him, how much I care about him as a person. And that's why you see guys battling for him every day.
How different does this year feel from last year? Just where things just seem to go your guys' way last year and maybe going the opposite this year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anyone's focused on last year. It's such a different team, such a different just game right now. Had just too many highs and lows, just haven't executed consistently enough in all three phases in a game. Play a half really well and then don't play the second half well, play a game well in one phase, don't play well in another. And so for us, I thought we had a really good week of practice, honestly, and I'm confident that we continue to practice like we do, that's going to turn, but the clock is ticking, obviously.
Do you feel the urgency?
Oh yeah, I mean, in the NFL, the urgency is always high. It's just you don't want to continue to compound these losses is the toughest part. It's not like that we're focused on that we have to start winning games or it's going to impact the postseason. We just want to play good football and show what we can do and build on drives, build on games, and that's what we're trying to do right now. And it just hasn't come easy per se, but it's up to us to just continue to work through it and execute at a high level.
And Zach Ertz, we're inside the locker room on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM after the game against the Chiefs. Big accomplishment for him. Nice that he got to do it on a national stage. And also, you hear that? Yeah, I can't even think about last year. That was so long ago. And so much of what we talked about in the open today's program, where this is a team that got a lot of bounces last year and isn't getting a lot of bounces this year. And this is a team that relied on veteran savvy last year and a team that's looking old this year. And those are tough things to reconcile, especially for the players who I think, you know, and they'll tell you it's a week-to-week, year-to-year league, but I think they expected that formula would work for them again, and it really hasn't. You'll hear that frustration again here from Sam Cosmi on the offensive line as we're inside the locker room on 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
I don't know where point of the game where it kind of turns south. Kind of just go in there, take one play at a time, and just try to do your job, and I don't know.
Offensively, you guys were moving the ball really well in the first half, and then some turnover on downs. Was the mindset all week, hey, we're going to be aggressive on fourth down and let the results play?
In these type of games, I don't know how many plays we got out there, but, like, there were definitely limited drives. So you got to maximize every drive. So, DQ is always very aggressive when it comes to those type of calls. So. We don't waver when he calls it. We just weren't able to do our thing.
And Sam Cosmi, offensive lineman for the Washington Commanders, who you heard the big sigh at the beginning. This would be a theme today as we go inside the locker room after last night's loss to the Chiefs. They felt they had a good week of practice. You heard Zach Ertz say that. They felt like they had a good game plan. They were aggressive. Dan Quinn said, you know, it had nothing to do with the new kicker. We knew coming in we were going to be aggressive. We wanted to be aggressive. They felt like they won by being aggressive last year. And then it doesn't work out for you in a situation like this. It's tough to understand what's going on and why it's going on as well. We're inside the locker room here on 910 The Fan, hearing from the players who... scratching their heads. They felt they had a good week of work. And I lean on the most obvious explanation here, which is this team may not be as good as we think they are. Bobby Wagner felt that frustration as well. Linebacker for the Commanders. Let's hear from him now on 910 The Fan.
They just made more plays. We didn't do the job of getting off the field. We had a couple times that we could have got off the field and we didn't, and you can't give a guy like that multiple opportunities to make plays because he's going to do it. So we just had to be better at getting off the field and not letting him run around and make the plays that he makes.
How difficult is that loss where you guys, again, for half of it are right there, right where you want to be?
Yeah, it sucks because, we felt like we came out, played a good first half. But we didn't do it the second half, and they were able to make some plays, and we just got to be better.
How challenging when you're facing a guy like that, like even in that touchdown situation, he starts playing around. How tough is that to handle?
Yeah, it's tough because, he did a good job of escaping and running, and so, you have eyes on him and want to go get him. And then, he throws the ball. So we just had to do a better job all around.
To finally get a couple takeaways there at the start of the game, was that nice to finally be on that side of the ledger?
Yeah, it was good to get some takeaways. We felt like it definitely gave us some momentum. Unfortunately, we didn't keep it.
To get back on track.
I think every game is big. You're kind of putting yourself in a hole that you don't want to get out of, but it's a hole that you can, we're in the control, and we're in control of our destiny. The plays that are happening are things that we can change, or things that we can make, and it's going to be big, but I think every game is big, and you don't want to dig yourself in a deeper hole.
The hole's deep. It's not insurmountably deep. We talked about that yesterday in the lead-up. This wasn't a must-win game, and it's a bad idea to call a game against the defending, three-time Super Bowl participants, two-time Super Bowl champs before last year. It's a bad idea to call that a must-win game because there's a chance they're going to be really good at home, which they certainly were in the second half yesterday. Cracked the door open before that, though, and certainly gave chances to the Washington Commanders. Here's the hole's deep. Here's where they're at. The Commanders are 3-5. They have three games left before the bye. Two of them are at home, but are against really good teams. Seattle's coming to town on Sunday. Seattle's coming off a bye. They've had 13 days to get ready for this game. Sam Darnold, statistically speaking, is one of the best quarterbacks in football right now. You saw what Patrick Mahomes did in terms of just carving up this defense. That's not great. Detroit Lions the next week, I think their success goes without saying. That's not great. Then you go to Madrid and you play the Dolphins there. That's an easy matchup, but it's got the randomness of an international game. You've got to find a way to put that one in the win column. And then if you can win one of the two, if you can beat the Seahawks or you can beat the Lions, you're going to have a respectable record going into the bye. You're going to be 5-6. And that's not inside track to the playoffs, but 5-6 is certainly a position where you can say, okay, everything we want is still in front of us. We can rally coming out of the bye. Jaden presumably healthy at that point and make a playoff run. That involves winning one of the next two. And I don't think that's an unfair expectation or barometer of where this team is. Because to be in the playoffs, you got to beat playoff teams occasionally. You certainly got to do it at home. We'll be keeping our eye on that. We got an abbreviated week to get you ready for that, but we certainly will. More inside the locker room with Jacob Martin and Terry McLaurin later in the show. We're counting you down to noon. AWOD Radio takes over. Then it's the Commanders post-game misery Tuesday. It's a terrible Tuesday for the second time this year. You're listening to the home of the Commanders in Richmond. This is 910 The Fan.
Terrible now, Tuesday on The Fan.
Welcome aboard. Michael Phillips here, MP on the mic. Thank you for joining us on the station that gets you closer to the Washington Commanders, win, lose, or draw, and certainly a dispiriting loss last night at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City to a team that's very good. They do that to a lot of people. But I feel like it exposed that this roster just doesn't have the same mojo as last year's. And that magic hasn't been showing up and is going to be tough to summon it now on a short week coming back home to play Seattle in what's now a big game. Got to find a way to either beat the Seahawks or beat the Lions at home in the next 2 weeks. And then you got to hold serve in Madrid against a bad Dolphins team. Easier said than done in that international game. One bright spot, Terry McLaurin back. One not bright spot, Terry McLaurin leaves late in the game with a quad injury, which is, you know, aggravating what he had earlier. One bright spot, after the game, injured players don't speak to the media. Terry McLaurin said he was good. You know, you'll hear, he doesn't want to speculate on it, but he didn't feel terrible after the game, which I think is a really good sign for Terry, for the Commanders, and for everything they're going to be up against in the coming days.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So let's check in now. As we go back inside the locker room, one of our favorite features here on 910 The Fan, chance to hear directly from the players. Here is Terry McLaurin.
I just try to bring who I am to this team as a player and my leadership as well. And
Yeah, it was just a tale of two halves. You know, we kind of let some things on the field early in the first half that we feel like we could have executed, maybe gave us ourselves a little bit of a gap. Defense did a great job getting us the ball back twice. And so as an offense, we just got capitalized on that better. Second half, you know, they just executed a lot better than we did. We didn't really have a lot going. And we did at times, but we just couldn't really sustain anything. So, yeah, you got to give them credit because they made some adjustments and they executed their game plan in the second half.
Jerry, how are you?
Hard to say it's what it is or what it isn't, you know what I mean? So I feel pretty good, but we'll just see how it progresses.
How good are
you? I owe it all to those guys, and I just thank God that I was able to be out here and just be present in this moment and enjoy it. So I just give the glory to him, and I just thank my teammates for supporting me.
Prior to the injury, did you feel any indication that it all felt pretty normal?
Yeah, it felt pretty normal. You know, it's part of, you know, trying to come back, obviously, is rehabbing. You know, it's kind of more of a controlled environment, and you do all that you can so you can be ready for a game, and then the game is just different. You know, it's uncontrolled. You don't know what can happen, and you get in certain situations, but I'm pretty optimistic. I'm not putting any specifications on it right now. You know, I mean, I feel pretty good, so I'm just going to see how I progress from there.
That's Terry McLaurin, Washington Commanders wide receiver, who was so good in his return. That was everything we won. I was chatting with my boys Grant and Danny yesterday on the Grant and Danny program. It airs 3 to 6 right here on this very radio station. They were in Kansas City. I was in Kansas City. We were making radio together. You know, who did you want to see step up? I said I thought it was an important night for Terry McLaurin because of the narrative, right? Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati holds out, gets injured, comes back this week, re-injures. And for Terry, it was important to flush that, and he did that for the first 50 minutes and was spectacular. Two incredible needed replay to validate how good he was catches. Even the refs didn't believe how good Terry McLaurin was. You go to the replay and, oh yeah, he's that good, folks. He leads the league in catches like that where, you know, no way he caught that. Ooh, he caught that. They showed the stat, actually tied for the league lead in toe-tap touchdowns over the last 3 years, which is fascinating that they keep that stat at all, but validates how good he is. And then the worst fear, right? The re-injury or the potential of re-injury leaves the game. They have to throw to Jalen Lane on a big play late, on a play where it would have been nice to have Terry McLaurin, to have him in there, to be able to catch that. That was, you know, second half, third and five, when you needed some offensive momentum. And I'm not opposed to going to Jalen Lane. I like Jalen Lane. Would have been nice to have Terry in the game, but he left during that series. And he comes back, but then comes back out. And it was tough to know exactly how much of that was precautionary, how much of that was real, how much of that's going to flare up over the next week, which is really, really unfortunate that's going to continue to be a storyline for the Commanders. Because otherwise, what a great game for him. Luke McCaffrey building blocks as well. And with Debo, you see what they saw on paper out of that skill group. All right, want to do a little defense here before we close the books on Inside the Locker Room. Jacob Martin, great game. Chatted with him afterward for a minute. Here's what he had to say.
Man, I don't know. I feel like we were having our way a little bit that first half. You know, just sticking to the game plan. I think that's what was going on in the first half for sure.
And then the second half, just kind of what feels like it changed.
I'm not sure, man. You know, truthfully, I was thinking about it. You know, when I was in the shower and stuff like that. And I'm not sure where it shifted. You know what I mean? You know, obviously, we don't get a chance to go back and look at the tape and, you know, figure out where. So,
I know after a loss, you guys don't really want to talk about this kind of stuff, but these last two games specifically, you've been having a pretty good go of it. Just what's kind of clicking for you specifically?
I'm just try to be the same guy every day, man. You know, try to keep the process, you know. Stick it to it, man. You know what I mean? So that's just, I think that's just what it is.
All sacks feel cool, I would imagine, but is it extra special against a guy like that?
Yeah, man. Me and Pat go back, you know. It's not my first time sacking him, so it's always exciting to, you know, play, you know, great offense like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, a lot of star players. So it's, for me, it's easy to get up for games like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's rewarding for sure.
Coach was so adamant this week, defense has to take a step forward. I know you wanted to get the win, but do you feel like you guys maybe showed a little bit more of what you can be capable of?
Yeah, I think so, man. I think that first half is who we are, you know what I mean? You know, our preparation going into it was great, you know what I mean? And I think we can build upon that, you know, take an honest look at ourselves and how we, you know, played throughout the game and, you know, go from there.
You mentioned you're just not sure what happened in the second half. Did it feel just really sudden?
I don't know where it shifted at, man. Like, yeah. Truthfully, like, my mindset, it's never over till it's over, you know what I mean? Till the clock says, you know, 000 on it. So I'm going to compete to the end. I know these guys in this locker room are going to compete to the end. You know, and that's the great thing about us. So
I know you guys never want to use injuries as an excuse, but does it feel like, you know, every week we're losing somebody?
That's the NFL, man. You know, that's just the business we're in. You know what I mean? And, I don't think that's a valid excuse at all. You know what I mean? You know, everybody gets paid, man. So
what's sort of the mindset from your view of the team right now, just going into the second half of the season?
Keep going, man. I don't think these guys don't have no quit in them, man. You know what I mean? And you can see that with our preparation. You see that how we play. You know, so I know these guys want to keep going for sure.
I think part of this was fairly evident with the two takeaways, but, you know, they talked about simplifying some of the play calls. Did it feel like guys were playing faster?
To me, it felt fast, man. Yeah. It felt like guys were flying around. Felt like guys, the communication was good. You know what I mean?
Jacob Martin, and he had a good game. He had a really good game, got pressure on Mahomes. I love that. Yeah, Patty and I, we go back. I sack him sometimes. It's a thing I do. That's great. Jacob Martin, he had a good game. And so, you know, I think he's a good person to talk about. Like, what? But was that the defense? And yes, that's the defense we can be there in the first half. And I think that's telling in a couple ways. One, they got the takeaways. That is the defense. They feel like they can be making plays, swarming the ball. And also, Chiefs were driving on all those drives as well. It's not like it was an overwhelming, dominant performance by the defense. They very much were opportunistic in it as well. Needed those opportunities to get the takeaways, created the takeaways, made it happen. Which I'm not taking anything away from that. I'm just noting that there's a little bit more than just, hey, it was 7-7 at halftime, we did our jobs. There's just kind of a little level of like bending and sometimes breaking that I think is going to be inherent with this year's Commanders defense. And I think everybody's going to have to deal with it. We chatted with our guy, Ben Standig, after the game. Last Man Standig is his website. He covers the team. We shared some thoughts back and forth. Got into some big picture stuff about Jade. And about team construction, right? After a game like this, after a sequence like this, people ask, why was the team constructed the way it was? Why did they rely so much on old guys? Why did they do the things they do? And I'm kind of prepared to go in defense of some of those things because it all comes back to number five for me. We shared some thoughts about the game as well. Hour number two of MP on the Mic loading, and of course we'll take you up to AWOD Radio at noon. We're in Kansas City. We're putting a bow on a Commander's loss on this terrible Tuesday. Hope you join us for another hour of radio. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.